All right. Back to what is really needed in the world right now. You know, there's a big problem going on right now, and I'm getting more and more communicative messages, and I'm not certain why, but I'm gonna guess why. So before some of you all settle back and think that I'm being some type of psychic crazy or some religious nut, you know what? Go be an atheist somewhere and get out of my fucking feed. Anyway, with the troubling times we have right now, and we've had these for several years now, this isn't just a political skewed type thing. It isn't Republican or Democrat at all. It isn't independent. It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It all deals with religion. What's important is that we who walk the path of the creators of modern man and modern women take notes. One of the important things we need to realize is that for thousands, not hundreds, not decades, not a year, Enlil has had control over the hearts and minds and has forged great armies to install his dominion. Now, he has blasphemized his ex-wife, for those of you who know the story, nothing to do with my story, but he blasphemized his ex-wife through his actions. He harmed modern man and modern woman almost as they were just starting to be formed. He slowed things down and caused the great flood. And you don't have to believe me, you can read these stories in history. I'm not here to make things up. I don't need to make things up. History is very transparent in this regard. Just remember one thing that his ex-wife said to Enlil after the flood occurred, after modern man and modern woman were created. Never again. Now, Ninhursag is not a deity, not a goddess to fuck around with. So, her not having fear of her former husband, and really the Sumerian stories don't give us a clear indicator what family she came from. She might have been the sister of the actual creator Anu. We don't know. We just know that she was feared by even the deity known as Ereshkigal, who resided in the underworld, who killed Satan, Ninghishida, who killed Inanna, Inini, Ishtar, many names. She feared Ninhursag. Many believed Ninhursag would be the definitive mother goddess or mother earth. It's hard to discern this because there was a couple different mother earths within the cosmology. However, I believe that I'm receiving a lot of messages because the world is in some form of trouble. I don't know what this is. I'm not going to go down the road of conspiracy theory here, but there will be some form of retribution for what was done. And I think part of, without getting into conspiracy theories now, I think part of this pandemic was caused not necessarily by humanity, but it might have been exacerbated by Enlil to take more control of people. Lower population, ethnic cleansing has really cleaned a lot of the people off from the earth who follow or who are down the path of Enki, Ninhursag, and Ninghishida. This is sad, but it is time we as a people honor our deities and begin to form relationships with like-minded people. Not opposite people, not people talking about Vikings, not people talking about Celtic deities, Finnish deities, and everything else in between. we start talking about our creator deities. These are the ones who fought for our freedom. That is what's important. Our freedom. Modern man, modern woman, our freedom. We need to break free of the slavehold of the God of Abraham. I'm not telling people to go do harm to people. That would be wrong. It is, we need to start moving together. We need to quit going off in 16 directions and stay focused and work together. Have you ever sat back and just examined the entire world of the occult? There's more influence in the occult or in witchcraft or in paganism or whatever branch that you're falling under by Enlil than there is Enki, which is really sad, or that there is Nehursag. People are worshiping, following deities that are of no relevance and actually would be enemies of the three. The triad is clear. It's important. It's important that you get educated. When you have time, we all need more time than ever, read about the three. It's important. Write these names down and do some research. That research will open up an incredible panacea for you to understand what we need to be doing. We no longer need to be enslaved. We're getting enslaved. People are getting jabbed. There's all kinds of things going on that way. People are being enslaved by communism, socialism, all these different things of a political nature. Really, we need to look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is Enlil standing above us. And if you don't know who he is, start doing your research. Standing above us with an iron fist and with the congregation of his religions, where they're building this new building in Dubai and Qatar and some of the other regions, it makes you wonder, is that being built? Remember, Roman Catholicism holds a lot of secrets in this world. Again, not conspiracy theory, truth. Do your research. They may have a bigger plan to even further empower Enlil. The more Enlil gains power, the more he takes. The more he takes, the more people he takes. Remember, from the very beginning, he hated mankind. He hated womankind. He wanted to destroy them by the flood. Do you want to bow to a man who wanted to destroy people? Let's go even back to the Old Testament. How many people did God kill? How many millions of people did he kill? With plagues, pestilence, fire, destroying temples and towers, sending bears after children. All of these things, reprehensible. But yet, you bow on your knees, Abrahamic people, to a God who would just as soon kill you. I don't bow. I am free. I commune and practice my spirituality to a God, another God, and a goddess, all who represent my creation and your creation, who represent freedom, who was branded by the Abrahamic religions as the great Satan, Lucifer, and all kinds of other names to try to cancel out his true power. Well, it's time we take that power and give it back to him before it's too late. Do you want to continually see the world going sideways? Remember, there's always balance. There's always balance with these deities. It is you, the individual, that need to discover the truth. I can't tell you the truth. I can. The truth I have, the truth I know, the same truth you should know by reading and researching. And don't read New Age. Read old. Read, and these are not easy reads, okay? Read people like Samuel Noel Kramer, people like that. Don't really worry about what Zachariah Sitchin's talking about. And I'm not trying to tell you what to think or how to think. Read Sitchin if you want. But realize this, you'll need to parse it. There's good stories in there, but not as much as Kramer. There's other people. There's Dr. Black. There's a lot of other people too. The list is huge. I can't go through an entire bibliography. It'd fill up all 15 minutes. But I can tell you this, there's other people who know, who understand, who can provide this information. So you too will know the truth. Once you know this truth, it will set you free. And what I'm going to do in the days ahead is I'm going to continually try to educate people why you want to go down the path of Arcerism or the Ancient Church of God.com. We want to rival any church in the world, but we need you. We need your help. We need you not to send us money. Get educated and then get involved. Get involved maybe financially, get involved, but that is after you learn. Even if you need help, we have people that will help you. We're not looking to bring you into some cult that's always sold upon you by who? By the God of Abraham. We don't have a cult. We're a religion established to the true creators. The ones who said you're the chosen people, not some slave god that threw a flood upon us or pestilence or plague. Someone who sent bears down to kill little children, who destroyed temples and cities because they wouldn't do what? They wouldn't bow to him. He desires ultimate slavery. The God of Abraham desires that ultimate slavery. And the more you feed into it, the more rights you lose. It's not about going in the street with a bunch of guns. It's going in the street with a bunch of knowledge. And by connecting to Enki, Nehursag, and Nagashita, you will, just like me and other people in the world, will increase your wisdom. I can't promise you a rose garden. I can't promise you a Rolls Royce. Nor will the deity. Riches are of something that you establish yourself. A lot of it just involves things that look good on you or things you drive down the road to look good. But how good are you inside? What is your heart telling you? How long do you want to be enslaved by the God of Abraham? Do you want to continually march down his road at the crack of the whip? Catholics, whip those people. Muslims, whip those people. Jews, whip those people. Those are the religions that follow the slave god. Not ours. Not Arcerism. We stand for those who decide they don't want to be vaccinated. I really view vaccinations as this. You should never be forced to be vaccinated. And if you need a religious exemption, please reach out to us. We will help you. But it is your choice. If you choose to get vaccinated, that's great. You want to protect your family. You want to not protect your family. All the different conspiracy theories set aside. Our church supports your freedom. The freedom to say no. The freedom to say yes. It's equal. But when someone comes over and says, you will have to do this in order to keep your job, or you will have to do this in order to enter this building, that is circumventing our freedom that our God and goddess and other gods fought for. They were always about freedom. And that important thing is freedom. Even if you don't like guns, don't try to take guns away, for an example. Allow people the freedom to choose. Just like if you're going to take the jab or not take the jab. Whether or not you're going to go over here or go over there. These are choices. Remember, the gods and goddesses allowed us free will. But we need to be personally responsible with such free will. And the more responsible thing to do is if you're on the path of the God of Abraham, is to get off as soon as you can by starting to research. There's no magic pill that I can hand you out or any of my clergy can give you. The magic that comes from the pill comes from you, your ability to learn, your ability to have an open mind. I don't care how old you are, you can learn this. And when you learn it, you'll say, yes, Tom, you're right. You'll say, that story holds true. And more that you begin to understand, and more you will move to this faith. And not because I said so, but because ultimately you are the one that will direct your own self down this path. You either want to be a slave or you want to be free. Personally, I like being free. That's just me. Some people like being a slave. They've been a slave forever. They don't know what it's like. But if you research what I talked about earlier, you'll find there is another story. If you decide that you don't want to remain blind to that story and you want to keep an open mind, you will connect slowly, not overnight, with a whole new world of visions and things that will guide you down a completely different direction towards freedom. That is what I love. And I've been this way for many, many years. And I enjoy my freedom. Nobody will ever take my freedom. Someone tried to take my freedom recently. A servant of Enlil. But that's a whole other story. Sometimes love makes you clouded. But I'm paying the price. And I'll never pay the price again. Nor should you. Nor should you have to go out in your life and be beaten down by the whips of Catholicism, the whips of Baptist, the whips of the Mormon, the whips of the Muslim, the whips of the Jew. You should be free, breaking your bonds and experiencing what this religious freedom is really about. What your freedom with the new set of three, the triad, is all about. And don't take my word for it. Read history. History will unlock it. And don't close your mind. Don't go back to the old way of thinking. Go to the new way of thinking. Research, research, research. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my clergy's word for it. Feel it in yourself. If you reach out to Enki, then Hirsag, and Ningishida, your life will change. You won't win the lottery. You won't become unlonely. You won't cure blindness. None of that. You will experience a different feeling inside. If you're empty now, reach out. Reach out and say a prayer. Even if you don't know how to say a prayer, say things like, Enki, please come unto me. Ninhursag, please come unto me. Ningishida, please come unto me. And bring them into your life. Because when you connect to them, the triad, you will start to experience the freedom I speak of. The freedom I've enjoyed forever. I don't wear things on my sleeve. I did when I was younger. But I learned this. You don't have to tell anybody anything. Hence the name we created, the Ancient Church of God. God is a generic term. It's not owned by the God of Abraham. It's not owned by any specific path. It's not owned by paganism. Some of you pagans need to get educated. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that to even accepting that term is accepting a Christian version of you being a heathen. Personally, I'm not a heathen. My deity isn't a heathen. So I'm not accepting the idea of a heathen that Christians described. Pagan, pagani, townsfolk, nothing to do. You have basically Christianity developing paganism into a term called heathen. We're not heathens over here. We're ancient Church of God people. Arcerism. Get involved in it. Start to learn how to be involved in it. Learn how to be trained to speak about it. Learn how to step forward and talk about it. It will help you along the way. Once again, I thank you. More coming here in the days ahead. Thank you.